Program for a Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today on this Wednesday morning. Hard sayings of the gentle master. That's our theme. Too many times today, that which is called the church is plagued by worldliness. People are afraid to be different. However, let's listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 14. And let's take this to heart. This is not a matter of human opinion, but of the Word of God. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. All what promises are ours, on condition that we be a separate people from the world. And listen to chapter 7, verse 1, which follows. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The word holiness means separation. It literally means to be separate, to be holy. People don't like to hear that message today. It's a hard saying to them, and especially when you get down to applying all that is involved in living the Christian life. They are too much at home in this world, too much a part of the things about them, this old sinful world. But if we want to go to heaven, being holy is an absolute necessity. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord. We can't go to heaven without holiness. Revelation 21, verse 27 says, as we look to that heavenly city, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Yes, if we plan to go to heaven, we're going to have to be holy. It's going to have to be more than a superficial religion. The Apostle Peter has some admonitions in 1 Peter chapter 1 that are well to tie in with this. Listen to what he says here as he looks upon a Christian now as a child of God and a new person, beginning with verse 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of living or conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Yes, he tells us that in our ignorance we did sin, we were engaged in lust. But now he says, even as God is holy, he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we call on the name of the Father, he's holy. We call him Father, and we are his children. And we are to pass the time of our sojourning upon this earth in fear, in respect, as we live a holy, separate life to him. Now, this may be a hard saying, but Paul says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And this is a necessity, to be a separate people to the Lord, uncontaminated from this world. We must be this if we expect heaven to be our home. Thank you for listening today.